So we're here at the Rebel DS Arts Collective space in the South Bronx, and it's a beautiful, beautiful spot with colors and artwork and a stage. And what are y'all up to here?
Well, basically, what's up, y'all? This is Rod Stars from Rebel DS. I'm over here with G1. What up, world? Two thirds of Rebel Diaz is here. More than anything, the space that we're at right now is the Rebel Diaz Arts Collective. It's a community space, an autonomous, liberated territory, what we try to call it. And more than anything, we just try to provide an alternative, you know what I'm saying, to young people in the community where they can practice an alternative culture, which is, you know what I'm saying, different than what the mainstream corporate media and corporations force feed our young people. So for us, it's that. It's a space where they can practice hip-hop. They can practice the five elements of hip-hop, MCing, DJing, breakdancing, graffiti, and the fifth element, which is knowledge. So for us, it's that. It's just being able to provide a space for the young people, and at the same time, a space in which we can practice whatever politics we want, you know what I mean? And we can tell things how they are. Because I think a lot of times, when you deal with nonprofits, when you deal with the nonprofit industry and the corporate mentality that comes along with a lot of these nonprofits, you end up losing the actual community feel. You know, you have work that is dictated by funding, and our idea is that the work should be dictated by the community. So that's what we have here.
Mm-hmm. What up? We're a hip hop community center. We're in the South Bronx. The South Bronx is the birthplace of that beautiful culture that is hip-hop. And like we always like to say, you don't see MTV Cribs in the South Bronx. And being the birthplace of the culture, we thought it necessary for there to be a space, a liberated space, where the culture can be practiced and we can rescue the elements of resistance that are in our culture. Because it's about celebration, but it's also about resistance. It's inherently about resistance, and we find it important to recover space, and that's the space that we're in right now, the Rebel Diaz Arts Collective.
Nice. And so we're talking about, you know, an alternative to the mainstream culture and resistance. Like, how you see this connecting up with the corporatization of hip hop, and what we're seeing in terms of like what people think of when they think of hip hop in the mainstream.
Our whole response to what happened with hip-hop is what happened to the majority of our cultures. You know what I mean? When you talk about culture that comes from people that are under conditions of oppression, that culture is going to always lead to resistance, right? Which is the main reason why corporations buy out the culture or try to co-opt it or try to take it over or try to pimp that culture, because it's not convenient for corporations to have cultures of resistance be in existence. You know what I mean? It's not. So what better than, instead of having young black and brown youth talk about fight the power and, you know what I'm saying, 911 is a joke or F the police, than having them talk about, you know, bling bling and you're a window shopper and, you know what I mean, I'ma buy this and I'ma buy that. It's more convenient for young people to be having these type of values. Values of consumption, values of consumerism, values of materialism, of individualism. Because it's not something that challenges their power structure. When you talk about young people organizing, you talk about a group like Public Enemy having thousands of fans talking about, you know, fight the power, then it is a threat. You become a threat to them. But as long as you make music that's safe, music that's, you know, that's what they're gonna put money behind. Superman at home. That's what we got. That's the message that's being sent to teenagers and to young people. So, you know, I feel like we have it very clear that corporations do not have the best interests of our community in mind when they put money behind some of those projects. So
we feel it's always important to make the distinction between what is the rap music industry and what is hip-hop culture. Hip-hop culture is alive and well. The rap music industry has monopolized what the public's consumption of hip-hop is. And unfortunately, the rap music industry is participating in the same value system that keeps our people oppressed. And that idea, you know, when you have young people out in the streets who, you know, are their self-identity, their sense of self-worth is determined, you know, by what, you know, by material consumption, by getting the latest Jordans, by getting the latest, you know, gear or whatever it is that's popular at the moment that's being pushed, you know, through hip hop. What happens when they can't afford that? And what happens when their self worth, you know, they can't afford it because it's a lifestyle that is sold to them, but they can't in reality attain. And that's some of the work that we try to do here too, is to provide a space where that's not the main idea, where it's not just about material consumption, and your identity is not determined by your consumption of, you know, material goods. Your identity is about who you are, your history of resistance, your history of your people, and that's really what we're trying to counter, trying to here in the space that we're at today.
Mm-hmm. All right. So my girl Leandra is she's doing this project on hip hop and race and representation. So she's been going around asking people, you know, what is the first thing that comes to mind when I say commercial hip hop? So what's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear those words together?
Hot 97. It's just the radio station in New York that plays all commercial hip hop.
What's that like?
I mean, and it's like every other station in every other big market in the country, they play the same songs. I think is commercial. When I think of conversation in hip hop, I think of stale sounds and uninspired
formula.
Music.
Formula.
Formulaic and uninspired.
Songs.
Uninspired.
I think for more than anything, when I think of you know what I'm saying, commercialization of hip hop, I feel like corporations finally figured out a way to take over a culture that was inherently a culture of resistance. You know what I mean? Like, at the same, I feel like it's a huge contradiction. It's one of the hugest contradictions that this system has. You know what I mean? The media criminalizes young people, right? And to this day continues to criminalize hip hop. Yet at the same time, they use hip hop to sell you goods that they make millions and billions of dollars off of. It's just a matter of turning on the television and seeing that all the advertisements have hip-hop beats. You know what I mean? I mean, everything from cell phones that they use breakdancers to sell you the images of, or graffiti that they use to, you know? So I feel, more than anything, I feel that it's a huge hypocrisy that's going down. And I feel that if people actually believe that being a part of commercial hip hop will lead you to actually being a part of their team, that you're super false in believing that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're never gonna be part of their team. Mm-hmm. You're never gonna play ball with them, because they've made it real clear that you're not a part of their system. Mm-hmm. You could perhaps be a token, you know, member, but you're never gonna have actual power in that system. So.
Mm-hmm. And so, when we're talking about alternatives and talking about resistance, like, why hip hop? Like, what is it about hip hop that most inspires you?
Hip hop started in the park. Hip hop came out of what some folks said looked like Vietnam here in the South Bronx in the 1970s. Hip hop came in, it started in a time where school funding and arts programs and music program fundings were being cut. Factory jobs started going overseas as we entered into this new global economy. And here in the South Bronx, you had young people who reclaimed space, who went to the park, who took over abandoned buildings that greedy landlords would burn down to get insurance money from. Hip-hop did that. We took over buildings and made parties. We took over parks and threw a park jam. We took the electricity from the light pole, and to me, that's one of the most important political statements in the beginning of one of the most important political, I still think, has a potential for political power, our culture and our generation, and that's what I think, for me personally, excites me about hip hop. That to this day, those elements still exist. The conditions in which hip hop was created in particular in the South Bronx, they haven't changed much. We still have unemployment. We still have, you know, unequal access to healthcare, to proper healthcare, to education. So to see like to see that hip hop still can be a vehicle for self determination, for your understanding your identity and what that means for the struggle of your community. That hip hop can still be a vehicle for that, despite any co-opting that corporations have done in the last 20 plus years. That's what excites me about hip hop culture, that it's inherently resistant.
I think more than anything for me, hip hop is a response to the assassination of the Black Power movement. You know, it comes historically at a moment when there was a void of leadership, you know what I mean, in our communities, you know what I mean? Like, you had groups like the Young Lords, the Black Panther Party in the South Bronx, who were systematically taken out. So what do you have? You have, you know, a sector of society that doesn't have leadership, and on top of that is living conditions of being forgotten. Like, the South Bronx was a forgotten borough. So hip-hop is a response to that. Hip-hop is a response to a lack of leadership and to a system that literally was trying to burn down the neighborhood you were living in. And out of that environment, comes this beautiful culture. And it's a culture that demands acknowledgement. You couldn't ignore it. When there's graffiti trains running all over New York, right? When there's kids dancing and there's, you know what I mean? Like, that couldn't be denied. And to this day, I feel that it continues to have that energy. You know, when you talk about, like, you know, a lot of times now in 2010, we hear the word swagger, right? That, you know, more than talking about the term swagger, the idea behind it, the energy behind having swagger is being like, listen, I may not have money, but I'm going to be fly. And if you look at it now, there's a reason why kids in Ohio or kids in middle America, you know what I mean, from Indiana or Kentucky, and it's not, you know, a knock on these, you know what I'm saying, states, but that are not urban areas, there's a reason why kids want to follow all the fashions and the styles, which is whack at the same time, but that's the reason that corporations have figured out a way to make money off of it. But hip hop was an announcement to the world that the hood was alive and well, and that there was beautiful art that was going to come from that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, you know, more than even enter into the whole discussion of corporate hip hop or the industry, like, to me, hip hop across the board continues to have that same energy, which is like, you know, we're here. And you ain't gonna stop us. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's what I've always, like, I feel like a lot of times people try to get into this whole, like, purest form of hip-hop, of what's real and what's not. To me, hip-hop across the board is still continues to be resistance. Perhaps some of that resistance is misguided, mm-hmm. but I still feel that there's that energy is still the same. That energy of, like, we have arrived, mm-hmm. and it's just begun. Like, mm-hmm. this is going to continue happening. And you see it. It wasn't a fad. Mm-hmm. A lot of people thought hip-hop was going to be a fad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Here we are 35 years later, and we're still talking about hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's that. It's just that energy and the competitive. I love the competition, mm-hmm. you know. I feel like maybe in hip-hop, that's what is lacking now, mm-hmm. is that energy of competition, mm-hmm. of battling, of you know. So maybe we may see some of that come out of Rebel Diaz. It's more competitive, you know, letting people know what mm-hmm. time it is. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of times you hear people, you know, talking, hip-hop is dead, blah, blah, yeah. blah. And it's like, no, you just don't have your ear to the ground. Like,
you're just not listening.
Yeah, it's pulsing.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's all over the world. We just came back from Chile. It's an international phenomenon.
Yeah, you know, talk about that.
Wherever our whole thing is this, wherever you have poor people, the soundtrack to those neighborhoods is going to be hip hop, no matter where you go in the world. And I challenge anybody who doesn't agree with me on that. Like, go to the hood, anywhere in the world, you're going to hear hip hop. Mm-hmm. That's the power of it. Mm-hmm. Because it speaks to people, it speaks to young people. Mm-hmm. And there's power in that. Yeah. You know?
No, we just had, yesterday was International Women's Day, so we're missing La Tere here, but
Tere just this past weekend had a huge hip-hop event, which is actually, this was the third year that she did it. It's called Mama's Hip-Hop Kitchen.
And she organizes.
And she's the main organizer of that, and there was 1,500 people again for the second year in a row, you know, had, and it's a free, the beauty about it, it's the essence of what hip hop is. It started, it's a free event. It's in the Bronx. It just happens to be that it's the beauty of it, that it commemorates 100 years of International Women's Day and the struggle, but it does it in a hip-hop way. We had the support of the whole community. We had elders come out. You know, they were dressed up like, 1910 in their old garments, and they came out with the signs. We had, spoken word. We had 12-year-old poets, MCs, B-girls, female graffiti artists, female DJs. That's an extension of the work that Rebel Diaz is, and that's a project that Tere has really been working very hard on for the last couple of years. So
yeah.
We definitely took time to commemorate the International Women's Day.
That's nice.
For sure.
That's nice.
Yeah,
because definitely you've seen it hand in hand with the corporate agenda too, right? Is the sexism then the rise of that?
It's ridiculous. And, it's ridiculous. Yeah. You know, and our thing is, rather than sitting here and pointing fingers, our whole approach is like, we can't just sit here and go against what's happening. We got to just start creating our own lane, and that's the importance of it. Like, Tere always tells the female MCs, like, don't just sit here and complain about it. Do something about it. Start rhyming. You know what I'm saying? Put a record out. And that's our approach to things is, for example, there's a lack of community centers in the Bronx. We open up our own, and with whatever, comes along with that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we do. So, that's the whole, that is whole piece in rhyming is that,
Nice. Do you guys want to talk at all about what happened this past Friday and the these developments of the ongoing problems with the you-know-who? And
we have ongoing, we continue to have ongoing problems with the NYPD,
mm-hmm.
Because we continue to do the work that we do. And that work is not apologetic. We're not sitting here talking about can't we all get along and hold hands. What we're talking about is, listen, this is a community that needs community spaces for young people, and we're going to provide that. And the police with us has had problems. We had a case in 2008 in which we were arrested for defending an immigrant and trying to translate for an immigrant vendor that was being harassed. We won the case. The judge basically told us keep up the good work because it was an absurd arrest in the first place. And then we took the cops to court and we won that case too. So what we have is we're dealing with a situation in which we have victories against the NYPD by people who have challenged and questioned the abuse and oppression that they put onto our community. So whenever that happens, you become a problem to the NYPD. Now, if I'm sitting here selling crack to the community and heroin and drugs, maybe they won't even bother me because I'm not threatening their power structure. But the minute we start talking to youth and doing workshops with youth and doing workshops with immigrants and we start providing a space where we could practice hip-hop, that becomes a threat to them. And that's what happened on Fridays. They came and decided to shut down our event. We had a fundraiser for the earthquake in Chile. We had an event called Bronx Loves Chile. And the NYPD shut it down. That's exactly what it is. Now, of course, they're going to say, the reason we did is because, you didn't have this legality of a sprinkler system and you didn't have maybe perhaps the right exits, But the reality is that you came the day of our event and shut us down because you have a problem with the work that Rebel Diaz does. You have a problem with the work that La Peña del Bronx does. We have elders that have been going at it with these dudes since the 1980s. So this is not nothing new. It's not a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
We're prepared to deal with the police because of the work that we do, but it's not a surprise. And we do state that right now we are under attack by the NYPD, the Rebel Diaz Arts Collective and the Rebel Diaz as a group were under attack by the NYPD for those reasons. And it's not going to deter us from stopping the work that we're doing. It's not going to make us close down the Rebel Diaz Arts Collective. We're just going to try to figure out ways in which we can get our legalities right so that they can't come in here anymore. So that's pretty much it.
So it keeps on?
Always.
Yeah.
Continue with our scheduled program.
Awesome. All right. That's all I got. You guys
want to
say anything else?
Awesome. Yo, come through to the show. We're going to be out there. March 24th, Rebel Diaz, sending much love to all of our community in Canada,
yeah.
To everybody at Guelph, And you know, come enjoy the show, enjoy the music, enjoy the culture of resistance that we bring straight from the Bronx, straight from Chicago, straight from Santiago, Chile, from Puerto Rico. And you know, we're just looking to build with our comrades worldwide. Hip hop is international, so we hope to build with y'all and see y'all out. Come out to the show, y'all. Peace.
Let's go.